Hello, Blind Cool Tech listeners. Welcome to Malin's Slice of Life podcast.
This is the show for Sunday, November 20th, 2005. You can contact us at Superlynn, SuperlynnE, at earthlink.net, or you can use our comment line, which is 206-600-6259. You can also contact us through the BCT email list, and we really look forward to hearing from you. For those of you who are looking for a serious demonstration of a product, I invite you to press your delete key. However, for those of you who don't mind a little humor sprinkled in with your demonstrations, I invite you to listen on. Hi, folks. I was talking into the WS when I should be talking into the microphone. So, you know how you have the ta-da on the computer and it goes ta-da? Well, now we have the tutty. So that was the one lame thing I wanted to say today. But welcome to our demonstration of the tutty. That's T as in Tom, A-D-I, all caps, voice organizer. Maria Rios and I, Lynette Tatum, are going to attempt to do a dual demo. Let's hope it doesn't end up in us really dueling.
Bear with us.
Okay, so bear with us. I'm going to start by telling you that the tutty is a low-tech answer to organizing your phone numbers, voice memos, all of that kind of thing. Yes, I know you can do all of this on the book port and all of this other stuff that's out there, and you can use voice recorders and everything. This, folks, is just one extra thing. Now, I'm going to move the mic, and I really don't know how to where to place this, because I'm actually going to give you an orientation of the tutty before Maria does her thing. So we'll do it thusly. I'll try to give an orientation of most of the keys. I don't know if I can cover them all, but I'll do my best. And then I'll hand it over to Miss Maria, who will then give her favorite features, and then I'll come back with one of my favorite features, and that's it. Okay, so I wanted to tell you that we are using a wonderful pair of what we call clamshell speakers. I forget whether it was the Bookport list or maybe Blind Cool Tech list where people were looking for speakers. I want to say it's the Bookport list. It was, right?
Yeah.
And people were looking for speakers and they, where can I get them and the whole spiel. All right, well, here's the real spiel. We purchased these speakers. Actually, I should be honest with you and tell you that I did get these speakers through interesting means.
I purchased them.
Maria purchased, we did purchase hers, honestly. But mine I got because someone was showing, I can't remember the name of the voice organizer, and she came and did a demo at CCVIP, and she left her speakers, and we attempted to contact her several times. She was coming. She never came. So I've juiced them up with new batteries. You can hear me. I'm going to close them now. They close their, that's why we call them clamshells. They have an on-off switch and volume control. They're all of $20 here in Manhattan at Radio Shack. Those of you you might be able to get them for cheaper elsewhere. So that's what we're using. I'm going to turn them on.
The tutty has
it's on.
Has its own voice
speaker. Yeah,
speaker.
Yep.
But it wouldn't be as clear.
Exactly.
For the demo.
That's right. So Maria had this brilliant idea of using these speakers, and I now you hear me finagling and fiddling with trying to set them. Okay, I think the way I have it now is going to be the best way to do it. If I didn't say before, and I think I might have, I'm using a closed-circuit black-and-white TV an oldie but a goodie to make sure that I have some semblance of accuracy. I'm not going to turn on the toddy right now. I'm just going to go through the keys, and we don't need it on for that. Okay, so if you begin, this reminds me of the cheap keyboard tour I give in my seminars. And I always begin at the bottom left, and that just happens to be where I'm going to begin today. There's a tiny on-off switch. And by the way, the keys are relatively small, but they're doable, okay, once you get used to them. For those of you who have experienced the Franklin, they're not that close. These are much better keys. Okay, and that would be the Franklin speller. The first key at the bottom left is on-off. We're moving to the right. That would be the record button, followed by Z, X, C, V, B, N, M, enter key, down arrow.
Record, I'll just interject now and then. Mm-hmm. The record key and the enter key are long keys.
Excellent point. Absolutely. The record key and the enter key are longer keys horizontally. Okay, the next, as we go back to the left, we have the talk key, and the words talk are written on the key, or the word talk is written on the key. A, S, D, F, G, H, J, K, L. Now, folks, I'm going to try to do this. I don't know all of these symbols. There are some symbols above the G key. It says plus slash minus, because there is a calculator on this. And then if I'm not too far afield here, it looks like the old square root sign above the H. There's a percent sign above the J. A C for, I would imagine, C for clear on the K. And on the L, we have an AC. And I don't think that stands for air conditioner. I think it's all clear. Okay. We then have a dot, which seems to be a decimal point, followed by it looks like an at sign for email addresses. Mm-hmm. We then have the left arrow, which doubles as the delete key in my favorite feature. And we have the right arrow, which is a space key. It's a space, it says.
And those are triangular
in shape. We have four arrow. We might as well stop right here, because on the arrow keys, which do feel like the little compass points, and they have little, as Maria says, they're triangular, we have the star. And I did not know this, to be honest with you folks. The down arrow has a star above it. The left arrow, as I said, is delete. The up arrow has a number sign above it. And the right arrow, again, is the space. Now, if we travel from right to left, we find the up arrow. You know, we can use that for orientation. And there's, I'm thinking, is an underline key. And then we have the P key, which has MC above it, I believe, for memory clear. And the O key, which has an MR for, I believe, memory record. Or recall, probably, memory recall. And then we have the I key, which has an M and a minus. The U key, which has an M and a plus. Y, T, R. R has what looks to me like a colon. E has an X, which I believe is for multiplication. W has a minus. Q has a plus. Is that a dividing sign? I have to make this a little larger and a little clearer so that I can. It looks like a plus key, but I'm not sure. So I'm wondering what we'd use for dividing, but you'll figure that out. And then next to that, we have an edit key that actually says edit. We're back on the left. So the keys on the left that are really out of the QWERTY commands or the QWERTY keys are on, off, talk above that, and edit above that. above the edit key, we have the escape key, followed by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. Cut and paste, which they've written as cut, ampersand, and the letter P. We have dial, because this is reminds me of the parrots, if any of you know the parrot organizer, where you can stick the speaker up to the phone and it'll dial the number. There's a dial, and there's a learn, which Maria is going to go through. Now, I didn't know if Maria was going to do this, so I'll just tell you the keys above the numbers. Were you going to do that, Maria?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to tell them it's phone, diary, note, mm-hmm. calculator. Okay.
Yeah, you can tell them.
Oh, okay, and you'll reiterate just in case.
Right.
Because then I'm going to shut up after this. Okay.
Oh, stop.
Now, next to the escape key, I went through the 1, 2, 3, blah, blah, blah. Now, we have the 1 above that is phone. The 2 is diary. The 3 is note. The 4 is calculator, written C-A-L-C. The 5 is alarm. The 6 is timer. 7 is set. 8 is P-W-D. For what, Maria?
P-W-D.
We forgot.
I forgot.
Okay.
But it will.
But we'll look it up in the learn. We can do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What number was that
it's
one?
Not powder, I think.
What?
No. Sorry, folks. The mic's back. Okay. That's because I'm moving. Yeah. Please, don't say the word earthquake. Okay. So, PWD for powder for now. PC, which has to do, I believe, with restoring. And, folks, this takes 2 or 3 AAA batteries, but Maria knows more about that than I do. And if you're going to change the batteries, please use the PC key to back up your stuff. I lost a lot of stuff that I had in here. It reminded me a little bit of the Pac-Mate. But you didn't hear that from me. PC, the number 9 is the PC key. There's a clock, that's the 0. And then I think I've gone through all the keys. So I'm going to pause right now. Oh no, here she comes.
Hold on, yeah, pause a second.
Okay, I am going to pause. Okay, now I'm done with that part of it, and Maria is now going to tell you about some of her favorite features, and I'm going to turn it on.
Hello, choose function.
And maybe we should switch seats.
Yeah, good idea. It's going to be hard for me to reach.
Yeah. Not that you need the CCTV.
No.
Maria does use the CCTV, but not for something like this, probably.
Not for most things.
No, that's true. Okay.
This is the of the Malin
Foundation.
Combination,
or
right?
Foundation, as we like to say.
Okay, this is Maria, and you have turned it on.
Mm-hmm.
When we turned it on, I think it said,
hello.
Well, it said hello, and is that all it said?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't it say something about function? Okay,
choose
I'm going to turn it off.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Hello, choose function.
Okay. It wants you to choose what function, the function that you are wanting to use at the moment. So, that... If you use what Lynette said was the escape key.
4 hours, 59 minutes, 40 seconds remain for recording.
That's telling you that that's, like it said, how much recording time you have left. So it holds a good amount of time, recording time on here. Oh, look at my finger. Okay, we're going to the right. The next key after the escape key.
Phone book.
Is the phone book. That is, I think, probably my favorite key. The phone book is, just what it says. It's a phone book, and you can store phone numbers and address... phone numbers, cell phone numbers, work numbers...
Email addresses.
It gives you... In fact, I'm going to... Let me see if I can. I'm going to hit the last key on the top right is that learn key. And since I pressed it, I'm going to press the learn key.
Learning.
And I press it again, and it'll give you a short description.
You are in the phone book submenu. Press Edit to add a new entry to the phone book. Press the up and down arrow keys to browse between phone book entries. Each entry you browse through will sound its recording or its spelled out name in case it doesn't have a recording. You can also search for a specific entry by entering the first few letters of its name. Tidy will take you to the entry in the list whose name starts with the same letters and is closest to the text you've entered. You can press Escape at any time to return to the main menu.
Okay, so I'm going to press Escape.
Choose Function.
And I'm going to choose the phone book again to try to input a phone number of an alias person here.
Phone book.
Okay.
Or an alien.
An alien. Okay, it says phone book, and you hit the edit key, I do believe. Watch me.
Oh, yeah. It's the third one up from the left.
Edit a new phone book entry. Input name.
Okay, input name. We are going to say, what did we say, Anna?
Anna Banana.
Anna Banana, okay.
Oh, and by the way, folks, there is a screen. So it actually, for those who can see, not that I use it too much, except if it's under the CCTV, but there is a screen that says phone book, and it says new
entry.
Entry, thank you. And then name, it says.
Okay. So we're going to do
A.
How many N's?
One or two? We'll do two N's of it.
Let me see. Is this it?
N.
A. And I believe
space, the right arrow.
Yeah.
Space.
Okay. Now let me guess at this B here.
XCVB.
It might be this one.
B.
B.
A. N. A. A.
Cool.
Okay. And then you use, that's her name is in, so now we use the enter key to go down to the next selection that we have to enter.
Record message.
Oh, cool.
Okay. That you can say here. I said
let's do it.
Okay. What I usually do is I will say the person's name. If you don't use this function and you go on to the next function, when you're looking up the person's name in the Tidy, you will hear the
spelled
the spelling. You know, A N N A B A N. The Tidy will spell it, but here you get a chance to record it, and your voice is what comes up. So we'll do that. Anna Banana.
Done. Add home number 1.
Okay, home number 1. We'll just
let's use our old number.
What number is that?
212-749-865.
Okay.
I don't know, something.
All right. What you have to do here is you have to, because if you plan to use this as a, to use it as a dialer to, you know, when you're calling at a toll, a phone booth or something, you need to have the 212 or one,
right,
whatever that number, the area code is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use the 212 area code. So I will put
1, 2, 7, 7, 2, 8, 6, 8, 6, 4.
Okay, I have no...
Pardon us if that's somebody's real number.
Yeah.
Maria was just making it up on the spot.
I certainly did. So if you call and get some grouch,
yeah,
it's
right.
Not our fault. Okay, so now I've entered the number. I'm going to press the enter key and go to the next
field.
Add home number 2.
Okay, now if there was a second home number, I would put it there. But since this person doesn't have a second home number, we're going to go on.
Add mobile number 1.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to add a cell phone number.
Okay. 917 something.
Okay. 9.
1, 9, 1, 7, 8, 3, 4, 7553.
Okay. That's her cell phone number, whether she knows it or not. And
it's a new one.
Yes. And now we're going to press enter to go to the next field.
Add mobile number 2.
Okay. She doesn't, she's not, you know.
That popular.
Yeah. Or, you know, she couldn't afford another, a second cell phone number. So, and they didn't want to give her one at the job.
That's right.
So, here we go. The next.
Add work number 1.
Work number 1. Okay. Well, I won't go through that. But here is where you would add the third, the work number, the number 1. Enter
add
again.
Fax number.
Oh,
1.
Fax number.
Now, if she has a fax at work or at home, that's where you would put it.
Add email.
Email.
That's cool.
Okay, well, give her an email.
Now, do we know where the at sign is, Maria?
We'll find it.
Left arrow. I think so too.
Arrow,
so we can.
Okay. What will we write?
Okay.
You pick it, Lenny.
Oh God. Okay. Let's put. Here's this. This is cool. M.
M.
S.
M S.
S.
O L.
Oh, the O. You would have to pick an O.
I'm sorry. It's for the Malin's Soul of
O.
Slice of Life podcast.
O L.
Mm-hmm.
A-L.
L.
At.
Mm-hmm.
At.
Excellent. Earthlink.net.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, Yahoo.com. Well, Yahoo's
W.
Quick.
Whoops. Okay, now this is a good thing this happened, because if you hit the wrong key, you get the wrong letter, I think.
Is it the left arrow, or can you do the
I'm not sure if it's the left. We're going to try the left arrow and see what happens.
W. Deleted.
It did it.
Ooh.
Okay. Let me find. What am I up to?
no. Oh, we have to know how to edit. I mean, how to listen.
A. I think I. No.
Did you put E?
Oh, that's. That I was supposed to be doing the E. That's what it was. Okay. So let me find the E.
W.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
W. Okay. Deleted. E. A.
Okay.
E.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
E. Deleted. R.
T.
H.
This is a J. K.
L. I.
N. K.
K.
Now the period is next to the at sign, I think.
Dot.
Excellent. Oh, thank God.
Dot N-E-T, right?
Yep.
Okay, N. Where's the N? N.
N.
Oh, Lord, here comes that W again.
No, you're going to get it right this time.
E.
You got it.
T.
Oh, thank goodness. Now,
okay.
Let's move along.
Now, we press the Enter key again.
Name. A-N-N-A space. B-A-N-A-N-A. Edit off. Phone book.
Okay, it's done.
That was the last entry. That was the last entry. And now to listen to go through your phone book entries, you use the down arrow.
Anna Banana.
And then I don't think it says your, let me see.
Charlotte Serpent.
Now if you want to go back up,
the arrow. You do well. I'm. We're out of the phone book directory. It's the phone book edit field. Edit
right,
field.
Area.
So now we have. What do we have to like? If we go.
Anna Banana.
That came out nice and
yes,
clear.
Yes, it did.
And I think to get the number, you have to enter.
Enter home 12127728684.
Beautiful. Enter.
And enter again.
Mobile 19178347553.
And that's it. That's pretty much how
answer.
The.
Let's see. Let's hear the.
The other ones.
The email.
Email m s o l at e a r t h l I n k dot n e t.
Excellent.
There you go. And I'm going to escape.
Escape.
To get out of it.
Anna Banana.
Escape Anna Banana. Okay. Is this a
Charlotte Serkin?
Oh no, I don't want to be in it.
Phone book. Choose function.
Okay. I went back. I kept hitting the escape key to get back to the
choose function.
To the choose function
feature.
Feature, yes.
lower.
Okay, what I wanted to show you is that you can use the arrow keys to make the tari go get lower, the voice lower in volume, and the or higher, the top, the arrow, the up arrow goes higher.
Louder.
And the bottom, the down arrow is lower.
Lower.
The right arrow is
faster.
Faster.
And the left?
Lower.
Okay. Now, what I wanted to also show you is that the learning feature is so cool on here. I'm just going to go through the let the tari announce its features as I hit the top row of keys. So first I have to make sure I'm in
4 hours, 59 minutes, 20 seconds remain for recording.
That will sound every time you hit it if you're not in a
escape,
function,
right?
Yes, the escape key. That's the function and escape key.
4 hours, 59 minutes, 20 seconds.
We have 4 hours, 59 minutes.
Okay.
Phone book.
That's the phone book is the second one in. And to get to a new function, you always have to go back out and hit the...
Choose function,
which is the escape key. Now I'm going to hit the third button.
Alarm diary.
Alarm diary is the same as the...
That's an appointment thing, isn't it? That's the appointment calendar. It has. You can put appointments in here, folks. It is
right.
Very much on the order.
We can try this.
Okay.
Alarm diary. How about if I hit the learn function so you can hear what it will tell you. Yeah.
Learning.
Okay. You hit it once. It says learning. You hit it twice, and it's going to go into a little explanation.
You are in the alarm diary submenu. Press edit to add a new entry to the diary, or use the up and down keys to browse between diary entries. Each entry you browse through will sound its time, date, and recording. You can also search for a specific entry by inputting a date. You begin directly by typing the month in the range of 1 to 12. Next, Tati will prompt you for the day and year. Press enter after inputting each field. You can press escape at any time to return to the main menu.
Excellent.
Okay, and she's finished. So, shall we try putting in one?
Well, we can try. Not me, we. Only Maria's doing this part, not I. I'm just here for color.
You. No pun intended.
Well, you never know.
Okay.
I didn't say
you help me choose the times.
Okay,
and
that's
and
what
such.
I'll do.
Okay.
Alarm diary.
Okay, I'm going to I hit the third button. I hit alarm diary. Now I'm going to hit the edit key.
Edit a new diary entry. Input hours for.
And what I find is interesting is it's this different tones. I mean, like you just heard that was a little more muffled. We didn't do anything. That's Toddy's voice.
It does that.
Whatever
on its own.
Did. Yeah, on its own.
And now it said 4 because for some reason that 4 was already in there. But we're going to change it. And you have to enter times.
Time.
You have to enter it as military time.
After 12 o'clock.
Right. So, what time did it say? It was 4 o'clock?
Oh, yeah. So, it's 4, yeah.
So, it's,
5 o'clock.
Oh, it's 5 o'clock. Good Lord.
Oh, my gracious.
Okay, so that is what?
It's dark.
1700.
Okay, good. So, we'll have it ring in 5 minutes then, or something.
Okay, so it's...
1, 6.
Oops.
Left arrow.
6, deleted.
7, 9, 0,
error.
Oh, I forgot. You don't have to put the zeros.
You don't?
No.
Oh, that's right. You just put 17.
0, deleted.
Okay, you just put 17 for 5 o'clock. Now we enter for the next field.
Input minutes. 41.
That's where we put
it's going to be
5:05.
5:05?
Yeah.
Okay. 7, 8, 9, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. 0.
Oh. 5.
Okay, now we're going for the next.
Input month, 8.
No.
What month shall we put?
11.
11.
1.
Now we enter.
Input day 23.
Okay. No, today's 20.
20.
I don't know where it got these numbers.
1.
Folks.
Oops. I put the 1 in.
1. Deleted.
Okay. 9, 0. What the? Oh, 20.
That's 20.
2. 0. Input year 1.
The year 1.
Year 1.
Here
what
I
did
put.
They have them back then?
05, I'm going to put.
05.
Next.
Record message.
Okay.
You record the message.
Oh, wait. I have to figure out what I'm going to say. Okay.
You never have trouble figuring out what to say.
Right? It's only when someone says you say something. Okay. What should we, okay. Eat a start dinner. That's what we'll do.
Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna, end demo or something.
Okay. I'm going to press the recording button.
End demo.
Done. Edit off.
One more thing I have to tell you about this Toddy. It's not like a tape recorder or anything like, or even the WS2. When you're going to record, you have to hold that record
yes.
button down.
Excellent.
And when you pick it up, when you're finished, then you let the button go, and that's
and
the end
says,
of the recording.
And it says done.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show that feature next, because that's my favorite feature.
Okay. I'm going to escape from here.
Choose function.
Okay. We're going to...
Alarm diary.
And I'm going to go down to see, with the arrow, to see what it says.
10 o'clock a.m. Thursday, the 7th of July, 2005. Meeting with Liliet Lopez.
Lovely.
That was not the one we made.
Right. We'll keep going down.
I think, no. Actually, what we can do is go use the up arrow to the, probably it'll take us to the one we just finished making. Let's see.
5:05 p.m. Sunday, the 20th of November, 2005.
End demo. That's it?
And that's it for that. And pretty much that's it. I will just go through the different... And let you hear what it sounds like when you press
alarm
the different
alarm diary.
No, we're not on alarm diary.
Choose function.
Okay, choose function. The next one is
phone book.
And after each one,
choose function.
You have to go back to choose function.
Alarm diary.
That's
choose function. Notepad. Choose function.
That's actually what I'm going to demo next.
Right. Notepad. Lynette's going to do the notepad.
Calculator.
Calculator.
Nobody's going to demo that.
Neither of us have really worked with that
no.
much. So, but you can always press, you know, can always go into that learn mode and try to figure
play
it
with
out.
It.
Yeah.
For all you math, you know.
Choose
moguls.
Function. Alarm bell off.
Okay.
1:01 a.m.
Alarm bell off. Say you don't have an alarm clock, you're in a hotel and you don't have an alarm clock, you can set it to ring, to wake you up.
Right.
Put your speakers on it because it's
yeah.
not all that loud.
Uh-oh.
And it can be off or on. If, I think to set it, let's see.
Well, they can always press the learn mode.
Invalid key.
Oh,
alarm
yeah.
bell off.
Okay.
1:01 a.m.
I think you because it will. I think you go into edit. It'll ask you for you know you have to input the time, and as you go it'll.
Alarm bell off. 1:01 a.m. Alarm bell on.
That's it. It's the up and down arrows, which choose the up arrow is on, the
alarm
down
bell off.
Arrow is off.
1:01
okay.
a.m.
Next we have, I have to.
Choose function. Timer remain 0 hours.
Oh, there's
0
minutes.
That's
zero
a timer.
Seconds.
And I think you everything you want to work with, you want to do in here, you go into the edit
the
function,
edit mode, yeah.
the edit mode, and then you follow the prompts from the enter key.
Right.
In the enter key. Okay.
Choose function. Sound off.
That is the first, let me say the top row. The top row of keys number in the top row of keys number the number 5 key
has a dot in it.
On it, rather.
So you can feel that dot and you'll know that's the number 5, 6. Number 7 is that sound off and on. You want that sound...
Sound on.
Otherwise, your toddy will not speak.
Because the whole purpose...
If someone sighted wants to use it. This was created in Israel, so it might have started out as a
sighted device. That's true. I hadn't thought.
4 hours, 59 minutes, 0 seconds.
Okay.
Remain for recording. 4 hours. 4 hours.
Stop
59
it.
Minutes, 0 seconds.
Okay.
Remain for recording.
Okay. The number 8.
Input new password.
Oh, okay.
That's if you want to.
That's very cool.
If you want to put a password in your.
I have done that, but Lord, please remember it.
Choose function.
And
backup. Press 1 to backup. Press 2 to restore. Press escape to exit.
Okay. Like Lynette said before, if you have a lot of information, a lot of numbers, a lot of memos in here, before you change the battery, you have to number 9, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes, number 9 is your backup. And
restore.
You hit your, and it takes a little while. Otherwise, I would do it. But press it on here.
Right.
You press. What? You know what? I'm gonna turn the learn mode on and let it tell you what to do.
Learning. This is the backup and restore submenu. Pressing 1 will backup your data, saving it in non-volatile memory. It is recommended to perform backup often when adding new information, and especially before replacing batteries. Pressing 2 will restore the most recent backup information and discard all the changes you made since your last backup.
Hmm.
Pressing escape will return you to the main menu.
Okay. That's cool.
So that...
Choose function.
And this is 0, I don't...
4:50 a.m. Thursday.
That's your clock.
23rd of August, 2000.
I think I have to set the clock.
Mm-hmm. Lynette apparently hasn't reset her clock. And that's about it. Let me see this.
Sometimes figuratively, too.
Oh. 8, 9, 0. What is this?
Invalid key.
Okay. I forgot to go to the function.
Choose function. Invalid key.
Well, I don't know what that is because it doesn't want to speak for me.
4 hours, 59
here we go. Back
minutes,
again.
0 seconds. Remain for recording.
And this one?
Invalid key.
All right, madam.
4 hours, 59 minutes.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Oh, she turned
Lynette.
It off.
Yeah, I'm turning it back on.
Hello,
Lynette,
choose function.
Maybe you can read because it doesn't seem to be speaking.
To be, right? Okay,
it's the last key is the learning key. Mm-hmm. The 2 before.
Okay,
before that learning key.
Take a look.
So I am going to turn it back over to Lynette,
and I am going to end with the function that you're probably going to use.
Maybe not the most.
I mean,
just wanted to say one, add a little something, is that the Toddy comes with a CD.
Yes.
And because you're supposed to be able to sync up to your computer, I believe.
That's right.
And place all of your information onto the computer, a CD and a...
An AC adapter.
Right.
Now, the last two keys that I'm... Okay, now, you know what we didn't do? We were a little bit remiss.
Uh-oh.
But we talked about the screen, but to the right of the screen is the speaker. So
oh, yes.
That's its own speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, below the speaker, we have, at the very far right, we have the learn, which you know, and the next key over is dial.
Oh,
and
that's
then,
right.
And cut and paste.
And cut and paste. I don't know what you're going and where
to cut
you're
and paste. We have no.
Oh,
clue.
I know. Probably cut and paste into the computer.
That could be. Now, there was someone who was supposed to give a demonstration or written demonstration or something in a magazine called Access World. And if you'd like to know about Access World, it's at afb.org. It's a technology magazine, and Larry might indeed know about it. But there was supposed to have been a review. Now, unfortunately, folks, this was back in the summer or something, so I really don't know what issue or what. But getting back to the Toddy,
I mentioned that to say that the person who was going to do the demo or the review of it was waiting for the PC Link software and kit and so forth. Now I didn't know if she ever got it or anything. So I, you know, use my WS2 to upload and so forth. So I really don't use this. But for those of you who would like to check that out, you certainly may. We'll give all information at the end here. My favorite feature, and then we'll let you go for this part of it, is the record feature. And next to the on-off switch, as I said, is the long record button. And you press that. Hi, this is a demonstration of the Toddy for Blind Cool Tech.
Done.
Pick up your finger and listen to it with... I should be able to listen to it with the talk button, but... Well, which is right above the on-off, so we'll try it.
15. Hi, this is a demonstration of the Toddy for Blind Cool Tech.
And that's it. I hope the recorder picked it up. I'm in the microphone. I'll move it again over and press it one more time. Again, that's the talk key.
15. Hi, this is a demonstration of the Toddy for Blind Cool Tech.
Now, I love, that's the note feature or notepad feature. And if I move up and down with the up and down arrows, it should read my notes. Now, I'm going to try the up arrow.
14. This is an organizer.
Uh-oh. Well, this is a something. In any case, you can actually sort of skip things.
Go down.
Okay.
15.
Well, 15 is the last. Oh,
that's
you think
14.
It'll cycle?
I thought that said 14.
It did. I know. I went up. So let's go down.
15. 1.
Here. It did go back
932.
To 1.
932. 8923. 8923. 212. Alpine Sound Electronics.
And it beeps after everything. You hit the down arrow again.
2. Fiction genres. Romance, mystery and crime novels, thrillers and suspense novels, horror, science fiction and fantasy, westerns, historical novels, and literary novels.
Okay, there you go. Yes,
one more thing. If you go up to that 14 that just had a little piecemeal, you can show them how to delete
it. Oh, how to delete it. Let's go. I'll do the up arrow a couple of times until I hear it say 14. And I'm going to hold it sort of firmly because it's bouncing here.
Yes.
1, 15, 14.
There we go.
This is an organizer.
Okay, so I'm going to press the left arrow. Oh, now I have to find the Y key. Okay, hold on, folks, while I find the Y key. Okay, here we go.
Invalid key.
I'm sorry.
Have to press the...
Wait, I pressed the wrong key. Okay, hold on.
Press Y to confirm clear.
I'm going to press the Y.
Deleted. 13.
There we go.
Okay, 14.
Please.
That is a positive, dreadful
one.
Okay, I should. So that, folks, is the Toddy. Now, Maria, yes, I feel you. Okay, ready to say something.
No.
But we wanted to let you know that the Toddy is available at maxiaids.com. That's maxiaids.com. It's also probably available through this Veris site, but I think the easiest thing for you to do is to go through MaxiAids. On the cover, the unit looks like, to me it looks like an open checkbook.
It does, actually.
And if you open it up, the top part of it is the lid, and inside the lid, for those of you who are fortunate enough to have sighted assistance, there's a whole thing that says menu functions, and it says 1, phone book 2, diary 3, notepad, and all of that, and gives some handy-dandy little keys. All right, so there you have it. You close the flap,
and it snaps
a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not that so big to carry. It's not so cumbersome. It's a little wider and a little longer than a
wallet.
It's kind of like a long wallet, actually.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's flat. It's not mm-hmm. very thick at all.
Exactly. We don't have the actual dimensions, folks. Okay.
I don't have a ruler around.
We don't, no. But we hope you've enjoyed this demo, and we will see you again on the Malin Slice of Life podcast.
And we should turn sign off with Teddy.
All right, Teddy.
Hi, this is Maria again, and I just wanted to tell you all that I went to the Verisite page, which it's, and you reach it by going into www.verisite.com. Verisite is spelled V-A-R-I-S-C-I-T-E. And when I entered on the page, it said this page is under construction, and apparently the Verisite person or people have not kept it up. So the best place to find this toddy is at maxiaids.com and www.maxiaids.com, and that is spelled M-A-X-I-A-I-D-S. I just looked it up a few minutes ago, and the price they quoted on the site is $268 or $9. But there have been times, I know a couple of people have bought it on sale for like $200. So you should try.
Remember, folks, you can contact us by email with superlin@earthlink.net or our comment line 206-600-6259 or through the Blind Cool Tech mailing list.